Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Good afternoon, good morning, Writers Nation listeners. Happy Tuesday, happy Memorial Day weekend as well. Hope you all had a fabulous weekend. And before we start, we want to honor those who have given their life and who continuously give their life and sacrifice so that we can have life. So thank you all for those who are serving our country, even in other countries. We thank you. I'm your host, Kaneen Morgan, and here with me is co-host Shalandra Norman. Hey, Shalandra.
Hi, Kaneen, and hello, Writers Nation. How are you today, Kaneen?
You know, I'm doing so awesome, and
awesome.
It's just such a beautiful day here in New York. And, you know, I just want to say to Shalandra, it's so funny because we skip spring and we're straight into summer.
And in New York?
Yes. The weather is just crazy, but it's beautiful weather. And guess what? I'm looking forward to my trip to Jamaica.
Next week, I am so jealous.
I'll be with the palm trees, the beautiful West Indian men.
Oh.
I'm single, so I'm going to enjoy that. And the nice, the nice Bahama Mamas and nice drinks and coconut water and all of the good stuff. So I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Wow.
And also, I'm going to have a lot of fun with family. So that's my plan. But also I want to make sure while I'm there to set possibly about an hour to 2 hours to write, because I think that's really going to give me a lot of inspiration, especially when you're traveling.
I know. Oh, my God. So jealous. But, you know, I'm so happy for you. You so deserve it. And we all deserve a vacation here and there. And I say, you know, Kaneen, I say it's good to at least vacation once a year, if not twice. I say personally,
absolutely,
twice a year, go somewhere. And it doesn't have to be Jamaica. But, you know, just somewhere. Get away from the everyday hustle and bustle. And just enjoy yourself if you're single like yourself. Or enjoy your spouse, you know, if you're married like myself. Or, you know, with your family. And just have a really good time. And leave everything back in your hometown. And when you go to Jamaica or Mexico or, you know, Florida or wherever you want to go, London, mm-hmm. you know, just enjoy that moment and just really let go and have a really, really good time, because that's what it's all about. So I really like that, and I hope you have a fabulous, wonderful time. I know you will. Do not
send
any pictures.
Well, I'm jealous. I mentioned to you what I was going to do, right? So I'm going to take a bunch of pictures, and I'm just going to have half of it. I'm going to have the other half covered in like a shawl. Like the camera is going to be covered, right? So
mm-hmm.
the post is going to be, you're just going to see the palm tree, and you're going to see a drink in the other hand, half a drink. And it's going to say, whatever happens in Jamaica stays in Jamaica.
Oh, you're starting something new. You're leaving Vegas and taking it to Jamaica.
Absolutely. So you get to see a peek of what I'm doing, but not the whole thing.
That's all right with me. I would agree. Well, you know, my vacation time is definitely going to come up soon, and I'm going to have just as much fun as yourself, and I'm going to rub it in. I am going to rub it in.
Wow.
But we have a great show today, Kaneen. I'm so excited about today. We get to talk about some fabulous things that we're doing as Writers Nation. And Writers Nation audience, we love you guys, and we just love the support. And, you know, we want to start off with just something, Kaneen, that you created, that you that came from your mind, from your heart, from your energy. And it is so impactful. And I really, I mean, the minute I, just by looking at the picture, mm-hmm. knowing what they're, the image, just really understanding that image, because we see it here and there, but just really knowing when, you know, you can trust somebody, trust an individual, mm-hmm. that means everything to an individual. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, having that trust factor in your life is so important. In yes. this lifetime is so important, and if we can't trust, or if we don't have anybody that we can trust, you know, that's a very cold life, I would say, and it's a mm-hmm. life filled with loneliness and certainly unhappiness. If you can't trust anybody, if you can't trust yourself, call me. I do happy mm-hmm. wealth coaching. Call me. So yes. if you can't trust others, you know, that's a problem, too. That's something that, you know, we really need to dig in deep and see, you know, what happened to your trust factor, because everybody was given, you know, that gift of trust. And so when that has been taken away by whatever event, that's something that you got to, you know, think seriously about, take into, and just really find your way back into the trust factor. So I'm going to go ahead and read that quote, and just really, I want you to give just really your inspiration behind it, which I know, Kanine, but that's my inspiration behind it. But I just really want you to share with Writers Nation, you know, where that inspiration comes from. And it goes like this: writing is like this. And Writers Nation, if you log on to Facebook, and if you are, I'm sure you already like our page. If you haven't, like our page, and you'll get to see it for yourself, and you can, you know, save it for your own self if you want to put it as your photo screen in your phone or your desktop or whatever. You certainly feel free to do so. By all means, that's why we create these canvas for you to be inspired, uplifted. You know, all of us have those days, and so when those days come up, just pull up your phone or pull up Facebook and go to Writers Nation, and I guarantee you, with Kanine on your side and myself, you'll feel much better, especially with my co-host Kanine coming up with awkward moments. But anyway, we'll get to that a little later. It reads like this: writing is like this, trusting your fate in the hands of someone else. Instead, you write with trust that the universe will honor your request. So go ahead and write. Dream of who you can be tomorrow and become it. So go ahead and write. Dream of who you can be tomorrow and become it. Write the vision and make it plain. And a lot of us know what that means. Write down what you see you can become tomorrow, next year, next week, whatever the case, what you should have been last year, if you feel that way. Write it down. It's not too late. It's never too late. Write it as long as you're breathing, alive and well, it's never too late. Write it down. Make it as plain. And a lot of times, I want to say this, Kanine, before I let you have it, a lot of times it's not as clear. We can come up with a thought, you know, like yourself, you come up with visions all the time, something all the time, and it's like it's not as clear, you know, if you just continue to ponder on it, and then next week you came up with it today, and then next week you say, oh, Shalonda, remember when, you know, we talked about blah, blah, blah? Well, guess what? We can blah, 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 and it gets clear. That's why it's, you know, you write it down, because when you write it down, you see it. It comes out of you. It comes alive. You write it down. Okay, I want to do this, or I see myself being this or that, and, okay, well, I just can't become a fireman just by saying that's what I'm going to become. So what are the steps? That's when it begins to become plain to you. What are the steps of me becoming a fireman? Okay, I go to school, I do this, 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 this. Okay, and then what after that? Because, yeah, you go to school, but then what? You go get the job, or you just say, okay, I finished. Now I should become one. No, you go get the job. So it becomes more clear, more clear, and more clear the more you focus on that vision. We all have one. Just dig within yourself. You may already know it. Write it down. You may already have it. What would you have to say about that, Kanine?
Well, you know, Shalonda, I just want to say this, where my spiritual mentor, Bishop Jordan, he said something about, he said that we are all events. And what happened is we always want to schedule out, you know, schedule events, but realizing that we are the event, and this is where writing comes in. And
yes.
Because sometimes we can, like you said, we have so many thoughts and ideas, but until it's on paper, until it's on paper, until it's actually in language or where it's where it's in a conversation with other people, it doesn't really exist. So what the writing does, and this is what I love about writing, because what writing does is it actually creates the event. It creates your future. Mm-hmm. So I want to say this, Shalonda, and I like to bring my life to those who have an ear to listen, because it may offer inspiration to someone who may be going through some of the things that we encounter, that we go through, and hopefully it can impact someone. So, Shalonda, when I had this quote that came up, you know, it's interesting because I have a vision board, and my vision board also includes my family. And this weekend, I had such a beautiful, relaxing weekend, and the one thing I did not do is, and normally I will write, but this weekend I didn't write too much. I had homework and some other things going on, so I didn't write too much. And then I was reminded yesterday evening to go ahead and write in my journal. And one thing I realized, when we write in our journal, we are scheduling events for ourselves. We are scheduling our future. We are creating our future. And also we remembering what we have set out to do. So so yesterday, Shalonda, you and I had a conversation about it. I had some challenges around my mom and my son. Mm-hmm. And what looked like, so with my son, it was like one thing after another that occurred this weekend, and it was like, okay, and I begin to really say, okay, how can I deal with it? My son is 20, and I begin to say, how can I assist him in all the stuff that he's going through? Because it felt like he was going through, you know, what may be considered as a breakdown, where all these things were occurring in his life. And as a mother, I want to be there for him, but as a, you know, but also letting him bump his head a few times so he can get it. And Shalonda, when I saw you this, you know, and I mean, when I saw him this weekend, I spoke to you about it. I said I had to, you know, it may sound harsh, but, you know, I had, sometimes you just want to do it. And I had to knock him on the back of his head and say, I'm knocking some sense into your head. Because I don't know what was, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what is going on, and I can't figure out how to assist him through all these different things that he's experiencing in relationships, in dealing with education, dealing with, you know, getting fired from work. It was like constant breakdowns, and I'm like, okay, how do I deal with it? And, you know, it was just between I told you, Shalonda, about him, because getting the girl pregnant and all these different things. And I'm like, okay, God, how do I deal with that? But then it's like I was reminded to go back into a journal that I had created. I have a journal for, like, my family. And also I had to go back to the vision board. And what it said was, you know, I whatever my son tell me, I write those things down for him. And I encourage him to write it as well. But also, when he began to say something to me, I write it down with the date that it was written. And he said to me he was going to go to school. He said he was going to be an engineer. He said he was going to have, you know, a house by a certain age. And he said all these things. And I had to remind myself and go back into that journal and read what was written.
Wow.
And then I remember the conversation where he said to me, he said, Mom, no matter what, this year I'm going to school. So it looks like one way, and then he's saying another thing, and that's where the writing comes in. Where it looks like one way, but you say, you know what? I've written this down. This is in my plan. This is in my life. So now I have to trust. I have to trust God, the universe, or whatever you trust in yourself, or whatever it is, and you have to say, you know what? I trust because
that's
I have
right.
written it down, and I made the request. So now I trust this is going to happen. This is what is going to become. This is what is going to exist. And that's why I love writing, because, and you know, Shalonda, you and I are writing coaches. We're also, and through the writing coaching, we realize that life experience come up during a writing coach, you know, during coaching with writing.
All the time.
Because sometimes
time.
We can, yes, we can have blockages in our life. And mm-hmm. and sometimes the blockages may stop us from moving forward. So mm-hmm. just like the break, what felt like constant things that was like interrupting, I don't want to say breakdowns, but they were interruptions as you, in what you have written in your book, Shalonda. It was constant interruptions, and it felt like it was like I wanted to just stop writing because you and I have several projects, which is the film writing. We're actually creating the film now.
Yes.
And then building the right experience, we're going to mention that later on, as well as some other things. And it's like, okay, you had to, I had to look at all the interruptions that was occurring and how, you know, how to deal with those interruptions, yet deal with the future that's calling us.
Yes.
So, and
oh,
that's
powerful,
what,
it is.
That's, yes. And that's why writing, and we are so much sticklers when it comes to writing because,
yes.
first of all, it's fun, but not only that, but it's powerful because
yes.
it creates something, you know, it brings something into existence, it creates something. And we're going to get into it, you know, as we move along, but we're going to get into the world of writing and what that means and why it's important to write, whether it's a book, whether it's a movie, whatever it may be, why it's important to write, even just your own goals. You definitely need to write because your voice needs to be heard. Your expression needs to be seen,
yeah.
and your expression needs to be heard. And the universe wants to honor your request. So
mm-hmm.
go ahead, Writers Nation listeners, and go ahead and write. And if you have any questions and you want to just chat about this, call 347-989-1363. Hit 1 to come into the caller queue so we can go ahead and have a conversation around this and bring your goals into existence. We want to
yes.
make sure that we are supporting you, assisting you in your writing goals, and making sure that whatever interruptions show up, that you have someone who to support you through it, and someone where you can say, you know what, trust that this is going to come to pass. Trust
yes.
that this is going to happen. So, Shalonda, what would you like to say concerning that? I gave a handful, I know. A mouthful, I should say.
It was so effective, so powerful. If you just can see your future, if you can just get a hint of what's inside of you and just see it, okay, yeah, I know I can sing, or yeah, I know I can draw, yeah, I know I can write, yeah, I know, whatever it is, whatever that that dream is, whatever it is that you have inside, if you can just see just what it would be, okay, yeah, you know it, but see it, see yourself as that, as what you know you are, what's in you. See
yes.
yourself as that individual, and I'm telling you, it will make, if it's just one foot, you would take that one step forward. And that's all you need to
yes.
do is take that one step forward, and then, you know, everything else will follow you. It's like, keep going. It's not going to come to you and say, hey, here I am, just put me on, and you become that doctor you want to become, or you become that great author you want to become. You know, no, it takes a lot of work, but I tell you what, it's like writing opens up that vault of concealment from keeping you from your dream. It really does. And you do not, and what we really want to convey, you do not have to be an expert to write your dreams. To write, I'm a huge affirmation writer, huge on this.
Yes.
I have written out so much, and so many things have come to pass on with my affirmations. I have thanked God for just so many things, and so many things, and there's plenty more that has come forth. And that's coming forth, but plenty more. But I have thanked God for so much, and I see it now. It's like it's here now, and I'm so grateful, so thankful. And am I where I want to be today? Absolutely not, but I'm on my way. I see it. I see it. Things have already taken place, you know, thus far with me just simply writing, thanking God for, or, you know, thank the universe. I see myself as this. I see myself in 5 years, I'm going to do this. In 2 years, you know, it's all up to you. It doesn't have to be 5. It doesn't have to be 2. If you can make it happen next year, hey, that's
yes.
great. We all hate to wait. We all hate the process. But guess what? That process is pertinent. It is key in your your development in whatever area of life. You got to go through the process first. So it's important that, you know, just by you writing your affirmations down, just by you getting to yourself, writing your vision down, a lot of us hate the plan. Planning is like excruciating, especially for me. I'm not an admin person. I am so not one, and I'm okay with that.
Right.
Kenine, on the other hand, is extremely structured, extremely organized. I mean, I can write an outline for a book. She will, what is this? My outline. I don't even understand where we begin. Give it to me. I'll do it. I mean, and of course, you know, I just take the notes and keep it moving. We got to put the letter A here. This is the first part, and this will be the subtitle, so that will be the a little A under. Girl, we could be halfway done with the book. But, you know, thank God for balances. Thank God for team, for partners, you know. And you're always, if you're doing something in your journey, because a lot of our journeys consist of others. Many of you out there, your journey consists of Kenine and I, believe it or not. It really does. Or you wouldn't be listening. You wouldn't be contemplating, should I call them? Should I write to them? Should I Facebook them? Should I something? Or just having thoughts. I wonder, are they really? Those thoughts, that means we are a part of your journey. Because guess what? We're stimulating your mind. We're making you think. So we're a part of your journey. You wouldn't think that way if you've never listened to us. So,
yes.
You know, writing is definitely, you know, key to starting to getting that dream ignited and just moving forward in it. So I'm so grateful for that, you know, statement, Kenine, and for that to just come from you. That is just so inspirational, and I know it will help so, so, so me. It helped me. And I'm like on the journey with you. That's like more inspiration for me. I'm like, oh, wow. Thank you, God, for the gift. Thank you for Kenine. Thank you.
And Shalana, before we go to break, I just want to add one thing, because I want to just give, you know, some people may not, like you said, some people may not be as organized or really even know where to start to plan.
Absolutely.
So I just want to offer this, and this is something, although I'm very organized and structured, I have to learn this every single day, because somewhere along the line I may miss a beat somewhere and off, you know, and schedule something or not schedule something. So I want to suggest this. Whatever you find, for some people, like, I have to see it. I have to write it to feel it and to remember it and to see it. So for me, I have to have a planner where I write, and that and every morning I go to that planner and look at it. But also, some people may want to schedule an event or schedule their time in a phone. So you have a calendar where you add something to your calendar to make sure you're scheduling yourself for the day. And I want to suggest just start off with just scheduling yourself. Start off small. Sometimes you want to go way into the future by doing month to month, year to year. Just start off small. Start off by doing one day at a time. And the night before you go to bed, just schedule your day the next day. And as you become consistent in it, then you move forward and you begin to do the month after, the you know, quarterly, and then year after year. So when you do it too far out, you know, you get too caught up, and then it becomes tedious and you don't want to do it. So just do one day at a time and see where that takes you. And also, we want to offer accountability coaches, even if it's a friend, someone who's going to keep you on track and say, you know, at the end of the day, have that conversation. Okay, this is my plan. I fulfilled it. I did not fulfill it because of this. And then, and you don't even need to say because. You just have to say, I did not do it, but I'm going to get back and integrity with my word and make sure I fulfill it, you know, the next day or whatever.
Absolutely.
So that's important. So we want to thank you so much again. Stay tuned. Call 347-989-1363. Hit 1 to come into the caller queue if you have a question or just want to conversate. And we'll be right back with our very own special guest who's going to be coming up with us shortly. You want to stay tuned and listen to this, especially for those who are parents, who have children, even looking to have children. You definitely want to hear this conversation. Stay tuned, Writers Nation listeners.
Kenine, before we go to break,
you've written a great novel, and now it's
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
Wednesdays at 10:30 Central Time, tune in to Workshop Wednesdays with your host, Tony Gambone. Tony speaks with small business owners, entrepreneurs, authors, and experts who share their stories of success. The best way to find success is to listen to the successful and use their experiences to find your own success. That's what Workshop Wednesdays is all about. To learn more and listen to the show, visit workshop-wednesdays.com. Workshop Wednesdays, Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Central. Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome, welcome back, Writers Nation. So glad to be back. Before I was cut off by commercial, was like, nope, that's enough, moving on. But, Kaneen, I wanted to mention this. Before we went to commercial, you were talking about, you know, getting organized and organization and structure and all that. And I just wanted to mention, because you were mentioning some steps. And I remember my husband had gotten these huge calendars, you know, those big calendars, you know, when you write down plans, events, and all of that. And so, you know, I kind of pulled one out because he brought one for me and one for him. And I'm like, ew.
He was sending you a message, Shalonda.
I know, but wait, I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, so I'm going to have to write down. And I was so pumped and so ready. And then when I actually began the actual, okay, so let me begin to write down. I'm like, it's so easy to just stick it in my phone and keep moving. And, you know, it's like the phone and the laptop or desktop, whatever you have. Everything, Google connects you with everything, well, life itself. So everything is connected. If I lose my phone, it's on my Google. I just pull up Google, right. Gmail, and it's there. So I'm like, but, you know, that organization, you know, thank God for assistance. That's another thing. Anybody, you know, if you just have a little struggle with administrators, assistants are great if you have a struggle. If you're a writer and it's like you can get things done, but just the organization part and getting people right, sending emails and getting people notified about certain things, you know, get that assistant and have that assistant help you out. And if you don't, you know, if you just can't get that assistant right now, you know, you just got to really work it out or get somebody like Kaneen. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm so grateful for you. Get you a partner like Kaneen, and I tell you, life would be so much better with business. Did you want to say something?
Well, no, I know we have our guest is ready to go.
Awesome. Oh, wow. And I'm so excited about this guest. I love his message. I love what he stands for. And, you know, he just written, I'm going to let him introduce his book and all of that, but an awesome book and the inspiration behind it and just what he stands for. You know, we, Kaneen, you know, you and I stand for it as well. We're wholeheartedly, you know, for family, for parents and children, and just, you know, delving into your destiny and understanding your destiny. You know, as a child, we don't really understand destiny in its fullness. So that's why, you know, parents are there to really rear their child up into understanding and, you know, setting that foundation so that, you know, a lot of times our kids, you know, want to experience life. I wanted to experience it. Kaneen, I'm sure you wanted to experience life a little bit. But, you know, with that foundation,
I did.
Exactly, you're not alone. I promise you that, you're not alone. You know, but with that foundation, our parents, our grandparents, the village, you know, just really, really, you know, just really planted within us, we knew exactly where to come back and say, okay, well, my mom or my grandmother or, you know, my aunt, uncle, whomever, didn't teach me that way. And that's not the right way. I know that's not the right way, and I'm not going to continue to do that. And so somehow we find our way back to reality, and we do it the right way, and we live, you know, a successful life. So without further ado, I would like to introduce our guest speaker for today, Chris, and I hope I don't mess up your name, your last name, Pascarelli?
Pascarella.
How are you today? Oh, Pascarella.
You were very close, though. Very good.
I'm terrible with names.
We'll make you an honorary Italian today, you pet.
Italian. Hi, Chris.
Hi, always, everyone.
We're great. How are you today?
Very good. Very good. Always
good.
Very good.
New York is in the house.
Oh, yes. And I love New York. I'm in Dallas, but I love New York, Chris. So just relax. I love it.
I love you guys'
accent. So tell us about your new project. I love the cover. Love it. Now, it seems a little spooky, but I know it's not because I read the beginning.
Well,
and I read your information. But I am a spooky person, so I'm like, oh, I just love that.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about your project and the inspiration behind it and all that.
Okay, well, Destiny Revealed is book one of the Destiny trilogy. Book two, Paths of Destiny, is also currently out. And it tells the story of twins, Jack and Maddie Austin. They're 13 years old, who on their 13th birthday, they're given a gift from a strange person they've never heard of. And it's two necklaces, and each gets one part of the necklace. And then their family comes under attack by an evil wizard named Tardon, who kidnaps their parents and takes them to a magical realm. And then the children are told by their Uncle Benny that they're wizards, that they really belong to a magical realm, and they start their wizard training.
Wow.
And along the way, you know, they're guided by their uncle, but they're also determined to rescue their parents. You know, I'm very big on keeping the family together because I don't like the whole Disney thing of killing mom and dad off in the first 5 minutes.
Right.
It seems like everyone, and violently.
Oh, my God. So I want to ask you this. Now, just by hearing a little bit about the story, I'm sure you're working on that film. I know. This has to be a film. Especially for kids. Especially. Okay, you don't have to reveal it right now. So tell us, the inspiration was from your children, right?
My daughters are very big Harry Potter fans.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
So of course, being a good parent, I want to read what my children are reading, and I was hooked. And when that series ended, you know, like, things started turning into vampires, and my kids didn't like that kind of stuff. And my older daughter told me, Dad, why don't you write a book about wizards? And we started going through the story and kicking it around, and I made it a little different, you know, I changed some things than you usually see in the typical children's story. Like I said, I keep the family together. I let it know, you know, children can lean on their parents and still grow as their own person, but you can still have guidance and direction. You know, it's okay to work with a safety net.
Right.
You know, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And that's a message I want to get across. You can grow and become your own person and make your own decisions. And at times, yes, even save mom and dad. But you still can have some guidance. You still can rely on their judgment.
Oh, yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing. What we were just talking about. Absolutely. You set that foundation in them. And, you know, of course, they live their lives. But they know how to come back because that word is right there in their heart.
Oh, yeah. And especially, I have daughters. You know, so I treat my daughters right. I treat their mother right so that they know how a man should treat them when they're in the real world.
Absolutely.
Don't expect anything less.
Yes. That's a huge message. And that's so important for daughters, so important that their father, you know, be that representation of this is what you expect. And, you know, that's why it's so important for fathers such as yourself, you know, setting that example, setting that role model. Hello, this is me as a man. I'm your father. And you know, and treating them as young ladies and everything. And they'll know, and they will not accept nothing less. Nothing, you know, less. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think
they'll know what disrespect is.
Mothers can set an example for their sons, too.
And that is so true. Absolutely.
You know,
so
don't
true.
You talk like that to that young girl. Straighten her out.
Oh,
<day
one>. Yes.
Who do you think you're talking to?
I experienced that this weekend.
Yes. Wow. Well, what did they say when they, I'm sure they, you know, read it immediately. What did the girl say?
Well, my older daughter, actually, she's an English major at Fordham. She graduates next year, and she's looking to get into editing and publishing. So she kind of works as my first line of edits. You know, she's much smarter than I ever hoped to be.
The kids always are.
She's like, Dad, this is really good. This is really, I'm like, are you telling me it's really good because I'm your father? or is it good? You know, no, I would tell you, and she does. She does tell me when things don't work or when spend this isn't right. I don't like this. And, you know, I take that because this is my audience. But
right.
She's been very, very helpful through the whole through the whole process.
Okay. Did you write it all by yourself? Like, did you come up with, you know, all the characters and just the creativity behind it? Or did they help you out a little bit and say, well, Dad, maybe you can name her this?
in a way they did, because not actually sitting down and writing it with me, but when I had to draw on teenagers and I went to the ones I have living in my house and making a mess of things. You know, but I definitely used them as models. But I think the story, yes, I had the story, but as far as the writing process, the characters wrote the story themselves. They told me what they wanted to do, where they want to go, and no, don't do this. You get pushed in a direction. You know, it's a strange thing to say, but when you sit down and write something, you may have an idea of where you want to go. If the characters don't want to do it, they're not doing it. And that's it. They, like, come to life.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, how long did it take you to create Destiny Reveal?
Probably about a year.
To write it. Oh, okay.
The first one probably about a year. The second one was a little faster because I already knew where I wanted to go.
You already knew. Right, exactly.
You know, the third one was even faster because I knew what I left out. You know, like the first two, you know you want to do a three-part series.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to go, oh, I can't tell too much. Oh, I can't say this. I got to save that for later on. No, don't do that.
You
got to
prolong
that later on.
Right, absolutely.
So because I already knew it was a trilogy, the second book, the third book, was a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm. And I bet trilogies are excited to write. I think, Kanye, we should think about that.
Oh, yes.
Of course. I would love to prolong and to continue to add on. Because sometimes, especially with my experience of writing, you can write something and be like, oh, if I had added that, or maybe if I put this, or, oh, you know, I can continue by saying this or adding that. And it's like, it's really good because you never complete your story, but you have to end it because it's like, I can't write a 500-page book. Who's going to sit down and read that?
But even writing the third one, I knew the series was coming to an end, but this character's in it, I go, wow, he could have his own book. That's a story. This guy could have his own stuff going on.
That is awesome.
So then you got to be careful you don't kill off the wrong people.
Talk about creativity. Woo!
Unless you're George Martin, and then you just kill everybody.
Well, I'll let my co-host ask you some questions because we'll continue to go on and on. Kanin, go ahead.
Yes. So Beautiful. Awesome. So, Chris, I love the fact that I see that you are a retired New York City police officer.
Yes, I am.
And what I love is that, you know, so many writers, they come from different backgrounds. Did you start writing, did you come up with the idea first while you were working or after you retired?
The idea for this one, after I retired. I had always wanted to write thrillers since I was, like, in high school. But then as I started reading these stories, and I got guided by the Queen, and J.K. Rowling is just brilliant. I was like, this is really good stuff. And it's fun to write those kind of things because there's no boundaries. You know, it's my world. I can make it up whatever I want. You know, if I want people to walk with their ears, they'll walk with their ears. I don't care.
That's right.
Yes.
That's the exciting part.
Yes.
And
I'm sorry?
That was so interesting, Chris, what you said, because you come from a world of boundaries because you were a police officer. So to want to write with, you know, in a world where there's no boundaries. That's absolutely what I love about writing.
Yes.
And I also see that you were inspired by, well, what your message really is that you want to give advice from the parents and never be afraid. Like, you want children to know to never be afraid to go to their parents with
yes.
problems. And also let them know, to inform them that mom and dad loves them. So I love that this was your message was inspired based out of that. But I also want to ask you, what are your future plans with your writing?
Well, I have the third book is finished, you know, it's with the editor. I'd like to do some more middle grade young adult things. I'm currently working on a story that involves the Maasai tribe of Kenya, and they have
what?
An initiation. Yeah, they have an initiation process where before they become a warrior at 14, 15
mm-hmm.
years old, they have to go on a lion hunt, which they really can't do anymore. But
mm-hmm.
I set up circumstances that allows it. But in my book, I have this would-be warrior is more than just the regular child. He's very intelligent, very in touch with the spiritual world. And on his lion hunt, he's accompanied by an American priest. And I have religious clashes. I have culture clashes.
Mm-hmm.
The research behind it was very interesting. You know, learn how other cultures live. And I think bringing that message that
mm-hmm.
maybe people in other parts of the world might do things a little differently, but we're really not all that different. And that's where I'm getting
wow.
to with it. You know, though the cultural differences are there and the religious differences are there, in the end, we all want the same thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is
so
awesome.
True.
And Chris, how is the process of writing for you? Like, in other words, do you have a set time to write? Do you have a certain location that you go to only write? What is the process of writing for you?
I find I'm more of a night owl, so I'm kind of isolated. I like to, at night I feel more creative, but I'm pretty much wherever it might hit me. I always have a notebook next to me. I'm still two centuries behind, and then I'm a pen and paper kind of guy. You know, I'm very much, I can compose at the keyboard, I choose not to.
Yes.
So you write it out.
Yes, I like, because I find if I write it out and then put it down, and then go to the keyboard, you go first round of edits gets done that way. And be like, oh,
yeah.
That wasn't good. I can change that. And you can always look at it later. But I'm very much, I have a notebook next to me, and wherever it might hit me is where I sit down and write, whether it's a paragraph, a sentence, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a set time of day. I can't work that way. I don't even plan things out. You know, I have the basic story in my head, but like I said
mm-hmm.
before, I let the characters tell the story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Might not be the best way, but it works for me.
Yeah, see, and that's awesome because, and you know what, it's like Shalonda and I, as writing coaches, we always tell our clients to just write, you know, whatever sparks
yeah.
you, just write, and not to have any boundaries. But, you know, for me, sometimes I could be so structured, so it's like I stay within
absolutely.
Boundaries and stop it, Shalonda. And I'm learning how to break those boundaries so I can write really efficiently and, you know, just write within 30 days. So, you know, so I love the fact that you just allow inspiration to just use you and you allow the characters to just build themselves. And sometimes I can have a message and want to go this way. And I've learned this from my first book. I said, okay, I'm going to write a book on this. The book turned out something totally different from what I expected. So that is, you know, I realize that's the world of writing where you never know what to expect or what you're going
right.
to get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I started the trilogy with an ending. I knew what I wanted the last chapter to be. But the past there was
okay.
totally different than I expected.
Wow.
That's,
I love that.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you, Chris, now you love the notebook and the pen. So did you write out the book before you actually typed it out?
Yeah, I usually do. I'll write until the inspiration decides they don't want to hang out with me anymore, and then I sit down and type. So maybe three chapters, might be one chapter at a time. I might have five
mm-hmm.
chapters done and say, okay, you know what, I can't push it. Let's type this out and see what happens. And usually that lets the flow start again, because then I've reread the story and something clicks and goes, okay, this is where you want to go now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't wait till I'm finished completely writing it and then start typing, and I do it as I go.
Oh, okay. So do you journal a lot or?
Not so much anymore. I did when I was younger. I don't live such an exciting life anymore.
Those girls don't keep me going.
You know, when I was younger, everything was new. And I was like, ah, I've been there till that.
Not anymore.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
So what are
and
your...
Also, no, go ahead, Shalonda.
No, I was just going to ask him what are his, as far as the, I guess, the writing goes and just, you know, getting your message out, do you plan on having any types of events around, you know, getting your message out to everyone around, you know, what you're writing and everything? Do you have any plans of that as far as reaching out to the youth?
Well, there's nothing set right now, but okay. I have reached out to some schools, and we're looking into setting up some speaking engagements and things like that.
Awesome. Awesome. I think it'll be a great, great message, especially, you know, the reason behind what you're doing. So many kids, you know, need, especially, you know, just kids all over, you know, especially the inner city youth, you know, like you say, so many single parents that have to really hold down, you know, two jobs or, you know, however many jobs, or if they have one, they're probably working 12-hour days or even longer and not able to spend that quality time to really, you know, raise and rear their children the way that they, you know, would love to, because they have to make sure, you know, that they can afford, you know, a life for them. So,
it's difficult. It's,
yes,
it's very difficult. I mean, things just are so expensive just to feed your family. It's so
that's
expensive.
So true.
Yeah, but I think kids need to know too. You know, you hear so many kids going, "Oh no, what do I do? What do I do? I messed up. My parents are going to kill me." No, they're not. Don't ever be afraid to take anything to them. Nobody loves you or cares for you like your parents do. Or even if you're not a parent, maybe it's a grandparent who takes that parental role. Maybe it's an aunt or uncle or an older sibling. But somebody who is acting as your guardian loves you. They're not going to kill you. They might be upset that you did something, but they want to help you.
That's right.
What they want to do. And kids need to understand that. They just want to help you.
That's it.
We're not looking upon if you would. We don't tell you not to do things because we want to be mean. You know, I say all the time, my kids will tell you the first thing. My dad's not my friend. No, I'm not here to be your friend. Not now. It's not my job. You know, and when you're upset with me for not letting you do something, or you're angry with me for setting boundaries, I'm doing my job.
That's right.
My job. Mm-hmm. I can take that. You know, you want to give me that? You want to be angry? You want to yell at me? Go ahead. I can take that. Later on, you'll understand.
Absolutely.
Wow.
100% agree. Go ahead, Kenny. You were getting ready to say something.
Well, Shalonda, you actually asked a question I was going to ask, so that's good. But also, Chris, I love what you just mentioned as well, because I don't know if you listened to the first segment of the radio show, but I kind of went into some things I was dealing with my son, but he's 20 years old. But and I had to really speak with him and let him know not to play the victim role and know that whatever, you know, his dad and I plan or say to him is not out of because we don't love him, but we showing love, and maybe hard love,
that's
but we
right.
showing love, and wanting him to come, you know, creating that open space where he can come and just speak to us openly, and it'll be okay. So I really do thank you for that. But I also want to ask you, have you ever considered like a YouTube web animated, like something on YouTube you can create for this?
I'm not that tech savvy. I'm just getting the whole Facebook thing. And I find that that's passing by. These kids don't even use that anymore. They've moved on to the next thing. But there are plans to develop the books into films. So that'll get out there in another way. I have done some videos. I've talked about the book. I've done a few. You know, when my daughter's home from college, come help me do this. You know, I do one of those. You know, but as far as, I've never really thought about doing anything like that on YouTube, like a YouTube channel or anything like that. I guess that's another avenue I should explore. But I'm still brand new to all of this, you know, so I'm open to anything.
and you know what? I don't know if I would really suggest this, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. I know for Shalonda and I, we use a service, a website called Fiverr,
F-I-V-E-R.
D as Victor, E-R-R. And I know sometimes they do, like, animation and things like that to start out, and it's a really inexpensive way to try it out if you want to try it out. The only thing I would be worried about is just the copyright in that. But if you just want to try it out to see how, you know, where it may go, that would be very interesting because I see it. I see the future of this book, and I see a lot behind it in terms of movies and things like that. But to start out, you know, a YouTube series may be really, really great.
Well, I know there are definitely plans to make film versions. We're already at that discussion stage.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Awesome. Well, listen, Chris, go ahead and give all your information out to all of our listeners. Before you do, I just want to say this. If anyone has any questions or comments, come into the caller queue by dialing 347-989-1363 and hit 1 to come into the caller queue. So, Chris, you want to go ahead and give all your information where they can find you, find your book, and all of the good details.
Well, of course, you can find the book is for an ebook, paperback, audio on Amazon. You know, it's Destiny Revealed. It's on Amazon. Past of Destiny is book 2, also on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the major websites.
Yeah.
And you can find me on Facebook, author Chris Pastorella. That's my Facebook page. Be happy to follow me and send me some questions or anything you want to talk about. I'm always there to answer. And, of course, I'm on Twitter. C. Pastorella at Twitter. So you can follow me there, too.
Well, Chris, we want to thank you so much. And because you are in the New York area, I'm in New York, in New Rochelle. I will certainly love to catch up with you very, very soon. I'll be contacting you some point this I'm going on vacation. So when I come back from vacation, I'm going to contact
page,
you. So I'll say it about a week and a half. Yes, I want to contact you and let's meet up and you know, I would love to just kind of piggyback off of some ideas and bounce some ideas to one another and see how we can support one another in our writing ventures.
Absolutely. I'm always willing to do that. Absolutely.
All right.
That
thank you
great.
So much, Chris. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun. I truly appreciate it. And before I go, I just got to give a shout-out to my publisher, Cosby Media Productions. Thank you for everything
Yay.
You guys have done for me. And Solidity Productions for setting this up. They're great. They've got me some exposure that's really valuable, and I appreciate everything everybody's done to help me along the way.
That's awesome.
That's great that you really thank them. So I would say for all to check them out. Solidity, what is this? Solidity Publishing?
Solidity Productions is the production. Solidity Promotions. I'm sorry, is the promotion company. Cosby Media is my publisher.
Cosby Media.
Okay. Yeah, they're the publisher. They also doing the film, and they're great. They've been great and very, very helpful and supportive along the way.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Well, Writers Nation listeners, definitely you want to check them out. You have any publishing questions, looking to publish a book or promote your writing projects and your books, definitely check them out. Thank you so much, Chris. You have an awesome, awesome day.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Wow. So that was a really, really awesome guest. You know, Shalonda, you and I can really talk and just go into a lot of details. It seemed like time just flies by.
I know.
I know we have just a few more minutes. So you want to go ahead and announce the things that we have coming up. And before we end, I'm going to give a little bit of my awkward moment story. We still in the month of awkward moments.
She has just stolen the momentum. Well, that's exciting. I really have been enjoying the awkward moment thing as far as, like, looking up stuff and talking to people and just sharing with, you know, people what we're doing, and they find it so amusing. So that is something exciting, and, you know, it's a lot of laughter behind it. You know, I'm all about happiness, so makes people laugh, and that's important, especially nowadays. You know, people are always trying to, you know, make people frown or sad. So, you know, if we can promote happiness all around, it has to be through awkward moments. Hey, let's do it. What an awkward way to promote happiness. But, hey, it works. So excited about that. And I just want to mention to Writers Nation that, you know, keep in mind about our new workshop, our very first workshop, and our exciting, innovative, if I tell you, you don't want to miss this experience, the right experience. That's right. The right experience will be here July 30th, 2016 in New York. I'm so excited. We're starting out in New York, and then we're going to, you know, make our way around the nation. So the things that's going to take place with the right experience, Kani, oh, my God, you know, I'm not just really boosting it up because I'm behind it. I mean, you know, well, I am, but I'm not. And the reason why I say that is because what we really have going on, it's really, really an experience of a lifetime. It really is something different, something that's outside the box, something that's innovative, something that will make you think, that will stir up those thinking, those thoughts in your, you know, your mind, and really stimulate that creative energy that's within you, that's kind of laying a little dormant, but, you know, come to the right experience, and I tell you, you will leave different. You will leave going out ready. Ready to take on that challenge. Yes, go ahead.
I, you know, I love that you said that you'll go out ready. And I just want to give a sneak preview of what's to come in the Right Experiences Workshop.
Yes.
So for those, you definitely, you know, want to know your learning style. And
yes.
Because your learning style is really the way you create. So are you an audio person where you like to hear sounds? Are you a kinesthetic, where you like to feel things? Are you a visual, you like to see things? So all of this will be presented at the Right Experiences, and you will get to know how you are most effective through your creative style, where we will have different things set up to know what is your style, what are you most drawn to. And out of this, we will show you how to really create and be effective in writing your book in a very short frame of time, just by learning your creative style and your learning style. So I just wanted to give that tidbit, Shalonda.
Awesome, awesome. So, you know, I invite, you know, everyone out. I'm sure, you know, if that's not in your vacation plans, make it in your vacation plans. And all of you New Yorkers, find your way to the right experience. There will be definitely be information posted where, and you know, the time and everything posted on our Facebook, on our Twitter. You know, there will be, you know, media promotion and promotions that's going forth, that's going to be coming forth about this event. So we're excited about it, and we already have some individuals that are ready to come, that have signed up and ready to go, and they're just waiting. They're just waiting for that day, July 30th. So get ready. It's an experience of a lifetime, an experience of change in your life, you know. And that's the one thing I love about it, Kanine, is that, you know, we're just, you know, we're not all about just promoting, you know, writing. Because, like I said, like we promote, you know, writing. But, you know, writing changes a person's focus. It changes, you know, one's life. And it really helps the individual dig deep. You know, and whatever the situation may be with, you know, with the individual, it really helps them, you know, conquer whatever that situation is. However they need it to be conquered, it helps, and it makes you, you know, whole again. It makes you, and so that's what we love about it. Go ahead, Kani.
So, Shalonda, before we end, I want to make sure I get to and let them know our Writers Nation Facebook information.
Yes,
so you go to Writers Writers with a plural Nation and like us on Facebook, and also go to Twitter, which is Writers_Nation, and just go ahead and tweet. And you have questions, you have comments, and go ahead and share and like us, and we will be most grateful for that. We have a lot of wonderful opportunities. And before we go, I just want to quickly say we are still in the month of June of awkward moments. You want to go ahead and post your most awkward moment? What are we going? Are we going to do it for the month of June? Well, so
we're going into
the month of June. So for the whole month of June, we're going to be doing awkward moments, and you want to go ahead and post it on Facebook, or you can send us an email, writersnation3@gmail.com, And we're going to be closing out momentarily. So I didn't get to the awkward moments, but go ahead and find out on Writers Nation Facebook. I'm going to give a little bit more of a story on Writers Nation Facebook. Stay tuned. See you next Tuesday.
Yes. Thank you, Writers Nation.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.